Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, Southern California, and during this Scorpio Moon lunar return for Farley, we're going to do a topic that hasn't been done in quite some time called Zodiac Synchronization. And I'm going to, if you are recording today's show, you are very, very lucky because I'm going to give you a 12-paragraph mantra today that you can type out from recording today's show and that you can memorize and you could say every day to help put your entire life in balance, no matter what your chart is, no matter what your 12 houses are, no matter where your planets are. We all are affected by all 12 signs of the zodiac, and this mantra throws those vibrations, those 12 vibrations, into perfect synchronization. And a lot of you who have heard this show before in the past are probably excited because you've memorized the mantra, you've been saying it, and your whole life has changed for the better since then. But along those same lines, if you do record today's show, or if you're nearby a cassette tape and you're able to throw it in and get this awesome mantra, it is very, very powerful because it is the ultimate as far as visualization manifestation. We've been talking about keeping a positive attitude and visualizing and manifesting good things. Well, I have used this mantra so many times in the last 14 years when it was delivered to me by my good friend Dana Marshall, who is my teacher and my master from the Academy of Atlantis, who we are soon to hear from on this show, by the way. I understand Dana Marshall is coming out of hiding, so that's going to be interesting when that happens. But anyway, this mantra was called the Red Flame Mantra, and it was so powerful that it was able to throw your entire life into perfect synchronization. Well, I, for one, memorized it and have used it almost every day since. And it's so powerful that whenever I've ever felt down or negative or dreary or gloomy or whatever, this has been my behavioral modification to say this synchronization mantra. And I have a friend of mine, Bob Soler, who is Kathy Soler's husband, of course, who was so impressed with last time we did this show on the Zodiac Synchronization, the Red Flame Mantra, that he took calligraphy and he wrote it out and he made some copies for me suitable for framing, which I now have in my house of the mantra. So this is a very, very special gift. The Red Flame is not being taught anymore, but of course Dan is moving up into other things that she's teaching that we'll let you know very shortly here on the Astrology Hour, because I understand she will be teaching again. But this is the legacy of the Red Flame, the Zodiac Synchronization Mantra, which I'll give you today, which will put your chart, your life, and all 12 signs of the Zodiac in perfect balance, in sync. And if you say this mantra a lot, and if you say it every day, and if you meditate on it every day, and if you believe it, then your life should literally be totally blissful and totally happy. I'm sorry about the Lakers. You know, I did warn you a month or a month and a half ago that the Lakers would win the NBA championship barring any major injury. Unfortunately, there were two critical injuries to the two best guards in the NBA, Byron and Magic. Of course, Magic's in the midst of his Saturn return, and the Lakers won their seat in the championship during a moon wobble, which is a major hex on their finish. Kind of knocks the punch or the soul out of their game. And, of course, the Pistons won their seat to the NBA championship, having a long series with Chicago after the moon wobble. So I want to show you what the moon wobble does to new beginnings or entity charts for world championship series. You know, if you win a seat to a world championship during a void course moon, a Mercury retrograde, or a moon wobble, then that could put the hex on your chances to win. And as you saw, Oakland last year got their seat to the championship, got walloped by the Dodgers during a void course moon, and the Mets got their seat during a void course moon. They got walloped by the Dodgers, and that's the way it goes, you know. So isn't it weird? Sometimes it has nothing to do with competition or talent. It's where the planets are, and you know, I guess if you're a gambler, you could make a lot of money if you followed that. Okay, let's get into this mantra. Now, first of all, I want to make a couple of things clear. Of course, all of our karma can be focused in different parts of the chart, which means some of you might have first house karma and Aries karma like I do. I have no Aries, but I do have a horribly afflicted moon in the first house, Scorpio moon with four squares on it, which does give me a problem with my character, my identity, my appearance, my personality, my self-esteem factors, and all of that. So if you know you have focus of Aries karma, when I give you the Aries mantra, that will correct that. But I do want you to know that this mantra is meant to be used in total. In other words, don't just pick and choose, oh, I want the Aries mantra and the Virgo mantra and the Sag mantra and the Pisces mantra to fix my life. No. For this to work, you must memorize all 12 paragraphs, okay? Take the time to do it, and then say it when you are meditating or relaxing or having a hard time or need a behavioral modification, because frankly, the only way the mantra works as far as what I have tested is when you use it all together, because all 12 signs must be in total balance in order for your life to click, okay? Like some of you might have Taurus karma, which would basically be karma concerning love or money. Some of you might have Gemini karma, which would be a karma with psychology or communication or mental balance. Some of you might have Cancer karma, which is the emotional problem. I wonder who has that, right? Some of you might have Leo karma, which is a karma with dignity, with ego, with humility, and with creative force or willpower. The Virgo karma, you might have the problem concerning service or attitude or basic distribution of your life force, okay? And then Libra karma would be the relationship karma. Scorpio karma would be karma concerning transition or rebirth or intimacy. Sagittarius karma would be a karma concerning philosophy, values, issues, and also freedom. Capricorn karma is plain karma, and that concerns karma concerning life force, mission in life, success, ambition, and also martyrdom. Then Aquarius karma would be a karma of goals and friends, or lack of both. And Pisces karma would be a karma of spirit, or lack of it. Okay? So, you know, this mantra is designed to throw into balance the karma of all 12 signs. Now, whether you know this or not, each of you is affected by all 12 signs, because number one, when you're born, all 12 signs are injected into you as a baby from the 12 sectors of space, okay, the 12 zodiacal sectors of space, and that's where your, that's what your chart is, the wheel of your chart, the 12 signs in your chart are found somewhere. And you can find Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces somewhere in your chart. And, you know, no matter whether you have planets in the signs, you know, in any one of those 12 signs or not, makes no difference, because each one of those signs has a planetary lord, or one ruling planet that affects that sign, and that actually is the planet we look to understand the karma of that sign in your chart. Okay, so whether you know it or not, the oneness of God is revealed in the astrology chart, because we are all the same in that we have all 12 signs in our essence. Okay, so next time you think a Gemini's a jerk, or a Leo's weird, or a Scorpio's an idiot, then you're just being hard on yourself. This is the true reflection of karma. You know, your own hate, and your own discrimination, your own bigotry is unnecessary, because you are a Leo, and you are a Gemini and a Virgo. Your sun might not be there, but your fourth house might be Leo, which means your home is Leo. So you might think Leos are weird, but you live like a Leo in your house. You know, or you're... You might think Geminis are weird, and then your eighth house will be Gemini, so you make love like a Gemini, you know? So, you know, you can find all 12 signs of the zodiac in your chart, which really defines and reveals and designs the oneness of God we all share, because we all are all 12 signs. We just express these energies in different unique patterns. Okay, so is that clear? So please don't forget or don't leave out any one of the sign vibrations that you might hear, because they are all important. Now, some of the sign mantras are very short. You know, like Cancer and Leo and Scorpio are extremely short. They're just a few words that are an I am mantra. They're a strong God mantra. Okay, whereas some of the other signs mantras are very long, like Aquarius and Pisces and Aries and Gemini are much longer, because the balance that is required for these signs is a little bit more complicated. You know, whereas the force behind Cancer, Libra, and Scorpio is succinct. It is definite. It is easy to read and to feel, okay? So, you know, when you hear this, say, why isn't my mantra longer than the other one? And stop being a Leo or a Cancer. You are all 12 signs, okay? All right, so let's get down to this. Now, what I'm going to do is say the sign, what it is first. What I'll do is, first I'll give you the whole mantra in full, and that way you'll have it on tape, or you'll have it type out and then memorize it. And then what I'm going to do is take each of the individual 12 signs and analyze them for the time we have in the topic. Okay, let's take a look at Aries, which I feel is the most important sign in the zodiac. Oh, wait, let's give you the mantra first, and then we'll take a look at Aries. Okay, here we go. Now, if you're not driving, you might want to close your eyes and sit down and relax, unless you're going to be play lunatic and try to write this down, because some of you aren't recording. You're going, oh, Farley, I'm going to try to write this down. Well, you know, maybe you can, and maybe you won't. If you do, congratulations. This mantra is not available through the mail in any way whatsoever, unless you send for a copy of this show. So that would cost you $12, okay? So other than that, here we go. Okay, are we ready? And don't try to sit there and figure out which words go with which sign, because I'm going to tell you right afterwards, okay? Here we go. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong, I am loving, I am loved. I am in control of my destiny. I create a perfect and loving personality. Prosperity and comfort surround me. I am aware of my mind and all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind. I am secure. I am creative. Health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My soul is immortal. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. I am successful. With faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Okay? So if you ever wondered about the power of astrology, bingo, there it is. Okay. Now let's take a look. Well, you know what? Whenever I say that, it's so wonderful, because I have to thank Dana Marshall when she gave us that mantra when we went through the Red Flame to learn all about the miracle of karma and metaphysics and astrology. And, you know, she only gave us those once a week. We only got one sign per week until we went through all 12 weeks. I just gave you all 12 sign vibrations in a couple of minutes. So what have you guys done to earn that right now? Anyway, no, but anyway, the funny thing is that mantra is so powerful that it was like I lived my whole life waiting to get that mantra, because I was always a person who was looking for help and turning for help and looking for love and light and seeking guidance and answers and fulfillment and revelation and realization and awareness, and I never knew where to find it. Then when I met Dana Marshall and got into the Atlantis Foundation, went through the Red Flame and got that mantra, I said to myself, wow, I recognize the power in that puppy. I memorized it, and I never stopped saying it. And it's for sure, if you believe in that mantra and you say it and you use it, it not only will put your chart in sync, it not only will put your life in sync, but it will put you in touch with the higher part of your spirit and look out at some of the revelation and realization and visions and vivid experiences you may have from using that mantra on a regular basis. Now, when I first got into using the mantra, I found myself saying it all the time, every day. Every chance I had to practice saying that mantra, I said it. And you know what? In retrospect, if I take a look at the state my life was in, with horribly low self-esteem, terrible self-destructive behavioral patterns, substance abuse, insecurity, anorexia, ulcer, and just a total depression and bad attitude. I'm not saying I'm perfect now, because I still have my obsessions, my selfishness, and my occasional setbacks. And some people out there think I'm a guru, but I'm not. I'm human. You know, I'm someone that serves as a vehicle to deliver this knowledge, but I never swear to you that I am absolutely 100% adhered to any of it, because I'm human. If I wasn't human, I wouldn't be here. I'd be angelic. I'd be off the plane. But some people are out there going, Farley, why don't you practice what you preach? I try. You know, sometimes I do, but not always. That's why I have that mantra. You should have seen me in the 60s and 70s if you thought that I can be bad now. Right. They go, that Farley's a sexist. You know, well, hey, Scorpio moon in the first house. I don't deny it. If you want to wave a flag about it, go ahead. But I'm trying to work on it, you know. But anyway, you know, that mantra was so powerful that I said it so much that of all the people that went through the red flame, there's like 1,000 people that went through the red flame in the 70s, I was one of the few people that actually memorized it and used it all the time, every day, and even shocked Dana when I saw her a few months ago and repeated that mantra to her. She went, whoa, you still use it? I went, yeah. She said, no wonder you have the astrology hour on K-Fox, and no wonder you're such a happy puppy. She said, that little puppy works. And I said, that's right, it does. You know, so I've shared it with my listeners on the show because this show is the legacy of the Academy of Atlantis. Whatever was left of the Academy of Atlantis is now here on KFOX in the Astrology Hour. Let's take a look at the individual segments of the mantra as we analyze first Aries. The Aries force is very important because the Aries force is in fact the self. It is in fact the child and the baby that you are. It is in fact the character, the identity, the personality, the appearance, and the self-esteem factor. So the Aries mantra is the most powerful of all 12 because without it, you have no foundation, right? So, you know, I use this mantra to help balance and correct some of the problems of my childhood, balance and correct some of the ideas and attitudes about myself. And I recognize and embrace the power in this mantra as lifting self-esteem and developing personal power in many multidimensional levels, okay? And the Aries mantra was the first part, of course, of the whole mantra. And like I say, don't ever separate this mantra. Always keep it together in whole. And I will repeat it one time in full before the topic's over once again, so those of you that tried to write it down will get another chance. But the Aries mantra part is, my mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong. I am loving. I am loved. I am in control of my destiny. And I create a perfect and loving personality, okay? So that's really powerful. But Aries, because we are so childlike in our Aries factors in our charts, can be extremely insecure and extremely small, almost feel like a child. So this mantra part of the whole mantra, this Aries part of the whole mantra, helps lift us up and develops a godlike quality in all of us that is very pure and innocent and very clear, okay? Now, the Taurus mantra is simple because Taurus steps away from the self and tells us what is important to the self, and that would be prosperity and comfort. You know, being comfortable and being having money or having enough abundance to take care of yourself. So the Taurus mantra is direct, simple, and powerful. Prosperity and comfort surround me. Period. And that's what Taurus is all about. Okay, the Gemini mantra is a lot longer, and it's important because the Gemini mantra makes up the nervous system, our communicative qualities, the ability for us to have psychological balance, to channel psychological stress from the childhood and from everyday life. Okay, and it is all mind mantra. Gemini part goes, I am aware of my mind in all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. This is important because are your thoughts peaceful, calm, and confident? Or are they negative, worrisome, and imbalanced? Okay? So the Gemini mantra is absolutely critical to get down this balance and get away from this negative thinking. Okay, once again, I am aware of my mind in all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind, okay? So when you walk around with that type of program, and that's what this mantra does, the whole mantra reprograms your life, then this is the type of energy that could really propel you into mental stability. In case you think you're crazy, you can reverse that with the Gemini mantra, okay? Then the Cancer mantra is very simple. It's so emotional and so home-oriented, it's right there. I am. It's a God mantra. I am secure. That's it. I am secure. That's the Cancer force. And that says it all. Because if you're a Cancer affected by Cancer karma, you're not secure. You're insecure. So, you know, once again, the Cancer mantra is I am secure. The Leo mantra is also very simple. It is the God force, the creative force of the universe, and it says it all. It explains why the whole thing is here. I am another God mantra. I am creative. So when it comes to family, children, acting, drama, making or creating anything, talents, gifts, whatever, it says it right there. I am creative. The Virgo mantra is the service-oriented mantra that embraces and embellishes and nurtures the body, the temple of the soul, and also creates the service or ethic through good health. By having a healthy body and a pure temple, then we can perform and be progressive and efficient. So the Virgo mantra is health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. And because I am healthy and vital, I can do anything I want as far as work ethic and service is concerned. It means I'm capable. I have a good machine. Okay? We step over to the Libra mantra, which has everything to do with relationships and with love and with relationship balance. And as far as I'm concerned, I wish anyone that I've ever got involved with in a relationship, whatever kind, knew this mantra. Okay? Because it works. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share these blessings with all living things. So it just removes any bigotry or any hatred. It's total forgiveness of all life on earth and to self, and it's a wonderful mantra. Once again, I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. The Scorpio mantra is very simple, another God mantra. My soul is immortal. It removes the fear of death. It removes the fear of transition. It creates personal power and messianic abilities. My soul is immortal. That's the Scorpio part. The Sagittarius part is totally philosophical and freedom orienting. And it basically is, I open myself to... my soul is immortal. I forgot. Okay, I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. I think that's it. let me go through this. I am blessed with the abundance. People think I'm reading this. No way. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My soul is immortal. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. Right, that's Sag. My favorite part. I can't even remember. Real good, Farley, Daffy Duck. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. That's the Sag. And the Capricorn part is I am successful, another God mantra. Okay, I am. Whenever you hear that I am, you know it's a God mantra. And that basically says it all as far as karma, martyrdom, and success and ambition factors. If you say that over and over again, it's got to work. And then the Aquarius mantra, which is a little longer, with faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. There's nothing material here about goals. You know, the purpose of life is not whoever has the most toys win. You know, the wealth and the riches of life is in the spirit. So the Aquarius mantra, which is the symbol of the age of Aquarius, emphasizes the whole purpose of the next 2,000 years. With faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of existence. Hence the brotherhood of man and women on this planet. And finally, the Pisces mantra, which is a total spirit blissful synchronization, is I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Okay? So there's the zodiac synchronization. I'll go through one more time the whole thing so you can have it once again in case you just tuned in. And here's the mantra again. My mind is a clear blue lake, deep, calm, and serene. I am at peace with myself and the world. I reflect the divine light. I am strong. I am loving. I am loved. I am in control of my destiny. I create a perfect and loving personality. Prosperity and comfort surround me. I am aware of my mind and all of its aspects. My thoughts are peaceful, calm, and confident. The glowing circle of God's love envelops my mind. I am secure. I am creative. Health and vitality flow through my mind and my body. I am blessed with the abundance of God's love. With harmony and love, I share my blessings with all living things. My soul is immortal. I open myself to the light of truth and receive divine inspiration. I am successful. With faith in God and myself, I elevate my goals in life to harmonize with the true spiritual purpose of my existence. I enter into the fulfillment of my being and live forever in the light of God's love. Well, I'm glowing like a Christmas tree. I said this thing three times. I feel much better. If I had any problems this morning, no problem, Mom. I'm fine now. Anyway, it is really, truly magical, and I really feel blessed to have been delivered that mantra by Dana Marshall, and also to be able to have memorized it and used it all these years. So hopefully you'll be able to use it too. And just wanted to show you some of the miracle and the magic and the power behind the true balance of the zodiac, of this universe, of this beautiful dimension in which we live.